Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Uvalde, Texas police officer Adrian Gonzalez has pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from the 2022 Robb Elementary School shooting. Gonzalez is one of nearly 400 law enforcement personnel who responded to the scene but waited more than an hour to confront the shooter. He's accused of abandoning and failing to protect the children who were killed and wounded. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praising President Biden's speech to the nation from the Oval Office. She told an event for Democratic women today.
Last night, we saw President Joe Biden talk about his legacy, which frankly is our legacy, too. The House Democrats passed those occasionally bipartisan, hopefully more so in the future.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visiting the White House today. It'll be his first visit there since before Donald Trump left office in 2020. Nation's economy growing last quarter at a strong 2.8% rate, stronger than most economists thought. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin who qualify will start getting admissions offers from the Universities of Wisconsin next week. Wisconsin seniors who've met direct admit requirements are now automatically admitted to UW schools without having to apply. Participating students are urged to check their high school email accounts. All the rain we've been getting lately increases the risk of agricultural pollution running into lakes, rivers, and streams. Chrissy Kasserman monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly mess of pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says ratepayers and well owners usually end up paying. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You might notice a new face on the Capitol Square. The new statue of Elle Phillips is now officially on the Capitol steps. It took a task force 4 years to make it happen. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County raised $500,000 to pay for it. If you don't know, Phillips was the first Black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, the first person of color to become a judge in Wisconsin, and the first Black woman to hold statewide office. Now she's the first Black woman to be memorialized on the state capitol grounds. Right now there's a tarp over the statue. The official unveiling ceremony is this weekend. It's Saturday at 5. And a traffic alert for you. Part of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard is closed today. The southbound lane is shut down near the 200 block. If you're coming from Wilson Street, you should be fine. But if you're coming from Doty, you'll have to make a U-turn. The City County building is getting roof repairs and they need space on the street for the equipment. That closure will continue tomorrow, too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Another Brewers win at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs with another back-and-forth battle, tied at 2 apiece in the ninth. William Contreras comes up with a double to center field, driving in the winning run. 3-2 the final in favor of Milwaukee. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Offensively, we didn't execute. What I loved is William had two poor at-bats, and then he came back with three crucial at-bats.
College football. Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh tells the camp at Big Ten Media Day he's considering a 25th anniversary ceremony to honor the 1999 Badgers football team, and says it's time to recognize Ron Dayne as the greatest rushing running back in NCAA history.
That issue is obviously a very personal issue to me, but it's also one that's very much aligned in the role that I hold today and to our fan base and to our program. I don't understand the methodology or the thinking behind it. I think it's a fair thing for our program to take the position that he's the all-time NCAA rushing leader.
That's Wisconsin's Chris McIntosh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon. A fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we learn all about the things available at the Pewaukee Public Library. J.R. Radcliffe here to talk sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We who believe that every person in our nation should be free from bigotry, discrimination, and hate will continue to fight for equality and justice for all. And we who believe in reproductive freedom will fight for a woman's right to choose, because one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government should not be telling her what to do.
What's up? What's up? Ready for Kamala? Here comes Kamala for Donald Trump.
What is that? What is that?
I'm excited. Listen, the Democrats, you've been very good this week, and you get dessert early. Yes, you do.
What? Kamala, what? That's all I know how to say.
What's up, Kamala? You know what's up?
What's up, Kamala?
What's up, Kamala? Francis, the light in my refrigerator went out, and so I opened it, and I, something different. What's for dinner? Kamala, let me tell you something. In the middle of the night, we snuck in. Mm-hmm. And we redid your whole kitchen. And stop it. With nothing but Kamala Harris.
We are tired. That's all we've been doing all week, is going breaking into people's houses and apartments and, you know, trailers, and just filling the fridge with Kamala so everybody would open it up and go, oh my God, it's Kamala.
You know, that's what you always said. You had to black mama this. Biden's what's for dinner, and now it's Kamala. I'm going to white lady these white bitches, I tell you what. What did I name myself, Chris? I'm in charge of dead inside white ladies who everything up for Hillary last time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing a Zoom call. Yeah.
See, I do think we need to address your dancing again.
I think your
celebratory Kamala dancing. I just don't want to see anybody hurt.
I feel, you know what? I feel like Kamala's for everybody dancing. I don't feel like
that's
she would
true.
Judge
she
me.
Is. She okay. But the Secret Service would not let you near her like that.
With my knife-like elbows.
With your knife-like elbows.
They're dangerous weapons.
All right, Frangela. Seriously, people have most been waiting for you this week. So you're early this week. We get, because we've been so good, we get dessert first. But because we're all going to Atlanta tomorrow, Sexy Liberal is going to be lit. Mm-hmm. We have Representative Hank Johnson, the fantastic African-American congressman and attorney. Who better to talk about this? Beloved in Atlanta. Working on other surprises, as we always do. But, oh, my God, the... I don't even know what to say anymore. The electorate, it's palpable. We've never seen anything like this, I think, in our political history. Just take us through your emotions. Did you, when you heard Sunday through the president's speech last night, to the excitement for Kamala, just tell us your...
I've been up, I've been down, I've been round.
They've been playing with us.
They've been playing with my feelings.
They need to turn us loose.
Turn us loose. Set the man free. Look, this is the deal. You know how we felt last Friday.
Yeah.
We were passionate. Leave Joe alone, right? Mm-hmm. Someone spoke to me and said this to me. And this little bird who told me this, and I don't know how true it is, but they said, after that big California fundraiser, people were concerned.
Yeah.
And after the debate, and I had to hear that. You know what I mean? I didn't want to hear that. And then they said, and after the debate, that's when the big concern hit. So here's the thing, what I believe. I believe that Joe could have done this job, would have won.
Yes.
Right? But this is what you saw last night. Did you see an insurrection last night?
No.
Did you see somebody sit there and say, sit back and stand back. I'ma hold on to power. Do you know George Washington gave up power?
Mm-hmm.
Politicians don't give up power.
Mm-hmm. Joe does.
We've never seen an act of patriotism, I don't think, like this.
Yeah, and I was a grateful. Can I say, I was really grateful to Simone Sanders on MSNBC because she articulated exactly what we've been feeling. I am so excited. My skin is screaming hallelujah. Like every soul in me is so excited. Mm-hmm. But understand, people owe Joe apologies.
Yeah.
The way that that man was treated and has been treated, this wonderful human being who is beyond, I kept asking people when they were on this, he needs to step down, and like he was being arrogant somehow from not stepping down.
How dare he?
Some ego. How dare he?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, you people say you love him and then you talk such awful mess about him.
Yeah.
You say you love him, but you say that he's not trustworthy and we've got to kick him out now. And I am pissed about this aristocracy. I do not enjoy or like being told by rich white men in the Democratic Party any more than I do in the Republican Party what we gonna do.
I keep quoting you guys because it's the perfect analogy about going to the barbecue. In the family, you keep this in the house. That's the only thing. I don't like the people going public humiliated him. Go ahead.
Like calling him all these things, names, arrogant, he's incompetent. I don't think he can do the job that he's doing right now today.
Right.
Because now this week you want to call him a hero. And that's about them feeling better about themselves and their behavior.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to yes and that.
I did have that.
Yes,
where was
that
all this love? Where was all this love a week ago?
That's what I'm saying. Because he's not dead. Stop eulogizing him. And he hasn't said he's retiring from politics. He's just not going to run for president this time. And I'm really, I am offended by it. But the thing is, when we have to get money out of politics, we have to change these dark money rules and everything else, because it is not okay with me that we all voted and then they decided they didn't trust our vote anymore. So that I think has to be said. And then, but like what we supposed to do, what should happen, I'm gonna put it here on side. I'm not gonna forget about it. I'm gonna put it right here on this shipboard and I'm gonna leave it there until the day it's time to address it. Right now, I am all about the board.
Did you say shipper?
I don't even know what that is, but it's
yeah. I didn't know what it was either. I thought it was like
a shipper robe.
Yeah, shipper robe.
If you get a shipper board, it's cheaper.
Does it have anything to do with the crick that's got a holla and the holla's got a crick, or is that a different?
You know what, Stephanie? I ain't gonna waste it on a pancake, and I'm not gonna risk it on a biscuit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about this election.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, I think, I mean, but that's the other reason I think he just did this perfectly and eloquently, because I think what most of us were scared of chaos, of the Democratic Party, infighting, chaos, open convention, mini primary, whatever. And I said, if they, the party will implode if they try to leapfrog the first sitting black lady vice president. So he did it perfectly. And you know, it is, now I feel like we have this let's do it for Joe energy along with actual enthusiasm, 2008 kind of enthusiasm, yes, for Kamala. Yes. It's not just fundraising. It's actual voter registrations. Oh, it's no, not your imagination.
Volunteering. Yeah. Volunteering and all of that. Like Sunday night, there's a reason why 40,000 black women were on a call. When we tell you you need to, if you're in a dangerous situation, like if something's crashing you're in, follow the black people.
Yeah.
Follow the black people. Follow the black women especially, because let me tell you something. The minute Joe pulled out, everybody was like, black women all held their breath, and we were all sitting here, and women and our allies sitting here going, oh, I know you're not about to do that. I know you're not about to try to jump over no Kamala. I know that's not about to happen.
I gave AOC a shout out. I think it was partly her, you know, blowing the whistle over the weekend and saying some of the people that want to push Biden out want Harris out too. And you're right, like that was the thing where like, oh no, that's not going to happen, you know. And the party coalesced in record time, right? All the people all the people they were fantasy footballing about are like, nope, out, I'm with her.
Yeah,
right.
Remember that ridiculous, we're gonna have conferences every week or something and bring in people to like WrestleMania and out, and I was like, no we not. Yeah. And this is how I'm gonna tell you, this country about to be completely fixed.
Yeah.
It's fixed.
Frangela, I keep saying, we've been waiting to talk to you, because I said, Frangela can explain this better than I can. And I think Ellie Mastal spoke to it a little bit this week. I think I read one of his tweets, who, by the way, will be joining us on panel in New York City, along with a cast of thousands.
I can't wait.
I know.
It is
Malcolm Nance, Dean Obadala, Noel Castler, Rude Pundit.
We really got to be good about pictures, guys.
Yeah, yes.
But anyway, he, I think, spoke to the same thing you did. When people bring up, oh, well, how come Kamala's presidential run the last time? You know, you guys said it. Jim Clyburn sort of, you know, he was like, I keep saying, right, Mel Gibson and Braveheart. He was like, hold. After Hillary, it's not the right time. Go with Biden. He's the safe choice. He will pick her. He will be the bridge to this. Mm-hmm. And we will get to the promised land. And here we are. I was saying, I've never seen Jim Clyburn smile. Have you seen him on TV this week?
Oh, everybody.
Everybody.
These beaming smiles. These Angela meeting, you know, a huge star smiles. Like, yeah. Lily Tomlin. Well, like, as if I was having lunch with Lily Tomlin smiling, and my face just busted open and joy just fell out on the plate.
But, you know, we talked about this. Kamala was out by California, so because I'm a little, you know, happy, clappy, lame-ass white lady, I voted for Elizabeth Warren. But I remember you guys said you voted for Biden because, mm-hmm, you know what? It's like that's the marching orders Jim Clyburn gave and said.
And he was right.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have an argument against it. He said Biden was a great, it's not that he was a bad candidate at all. He was a great candidate.
Right.
And just, you know, I feel like we.
And did more in 2 years. Yep. Did more in 2 years than most presidents do in their entire presidency.
That's
like
right.
Trump, for instance.
Yeah.
Like,
and this is what I have to say this over and over and over and over again. This isn't a person who said, this is about me. What Joe Biden did was that he understood the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
That the presidency is a position.
Thank you. It's not you.
It's not you. You step into the presidency. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to shoot off for a second. We are actors.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what role you get cast in, the better you get treated. Okay? So when we have been stars of our own show, people have been waiting for us to come off stage with slippers and drinks and this and that.
Sushi.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. I know you know. But the thing is, if I'm not on that show, ain't nobody waiting for me with slippers and robes.
I tell this story. It was like when I lost my late night. First of all, no one could kiss my ass enough when I had my late night TV show. And then the minute it got canceled and I'm auditioning to play the fourth lead on the sitcom and I'm get in the line with my sides with all the other actors, just like I'm something on the bottom of someone's shoe. Yes.
Yep. This is what I'm telling you. Yes. This is the example I want to give. It is the position. And that is what happens to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think when they assume a position that the power goes to them.
Like Joe Manchin. He seems to think that it's him.
Right.
Hi, I'm calling to inquire about the vacancy. Yeah, how about you F off forever, entirely?
I mean, nobody wants you up in that house.
So what Joe Biden did was he showed America what a president who is in that position, who cares about this country, mm-hmm. cares about unity, mm-hmm. cares about, you know,
Everybody, poor people, children.
He's been working for 50 years
mm-hmm.
yep.
as a servant.
He's been in public office longer than I've been alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is exactly the point. The way that this man has been treated was not cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be true, and yes, and, because we're improv artists, uh-huh. yes, and it's also unbelievably exciting about Kamala Harris, and I'm ready for Kamalot. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the only drink more delicious, as I said, than salty MAGA tears, is this rosé. I mean,
oh, it's great.
Frangela, you know, Angela, like you, I'm a buttery Chardonnay girl, I thought.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, you're coming over for some of this rosé, because it is gorgeous. It is Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé. It's from France, Chris. Literally from Bordeaux.
I hear France is a good winemaking region.
We interviewed Damien, who is the winemaker there. Yes. He plays music to his vines. That's why they produce, like, the best wine. He's won 11 billion awards, including mm-hmm. Paris Wine Cup. That ain't no party. That ain't no disco. That ain't no fooling around.
Yeah, you don't just enter that and win.
All of my friends have said the same thing. They love this rosé. They were not rosé people. It is delicious. Oh, my God, and wait till you hear this deal. I mean, right now my listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. 6 bottles for only $98 and free delivery. And they come with glasses and a beautiful case. The presentation is beautiful. Promo code Stephanie for 50% off at vs.wine. That's vs.wine. Type in Stephanie. Get your Grand Rosé today. Lots to celebrate.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com. Code fitness.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Steffi.
What? Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Kamala would judge my dancing like you do,
Francis. Are you pogoing?
I'm so excited I can. I'm going to burst out of my skin. You know this tour is killing me, but I'm really excited to go to Atlanta. It's this. I mean, you know, Frangela, how electric our audiences have already been for Sex and Liberal and the excitement out there. Can you imagine now? I mean, people are just, Chris and I keep saying, I've never been so proud of my party. Yeah. And by the way, you getting a bunch of standing ovations on Twitter for everything you've said so far, all the emotions we've been processing.
All justified.
Yeah, just sadness, anger over, some of how this was handled with Biden, and also just unbelievable excitement about Kamala.
Absolutely.
And we have the right to be excited about her. And, you know, and I had a friend call yesterday, and she said, she's white, and she said, I talked to my black girlfriends, I want to you, because I understand the fear, too, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because what we also face, and don't act like it's not about to happen, is a bunch of racism.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's only superpowering her. I think we've got, like, all of us that are mad as hell about what happened to Hillary in 2016, all of us that were at the Women's March in Washington, you had that with the overturning of Roe. Then you add this prosecutor prosecuting this criminal rapist. I mean, the energy behind this. And also, like you say, the whole, like, love for Joe and respect, mm-hmm. and that, you know, for his choice. And I hope so.
Let me tell you something. George Clooney's got a talking to coming.
He does.
He better be selling that chateau or whatever it is he has and giving all that money to Kamala.
I'm telling you, he's going to get pulled in the ladies' room. He's going to get pulled in the ladies' room by mama, by his black mama, to talk for a moment before he's allowed to come back out and sit with other humans.
Yes, I'm going to teach him some facts of life. Okay.
It was my favorite barbecue story last week when you said, how are we going to act at the barbecue? I don't care if your brother stabs you. You're on his side until we get back in the house, till the family gets back in the house.
That's right. You're going to pull that knife out and stab who is ever messing with him with it. That's how this works.
Okay, pardon me. I'm for women.
We need to really review Ride or Die. We need to really review it because there is confusion. Confusion around the concept.
Exactly. 29 minutes after the hour. It's Thursdays with Frangelo.
What?
Is that legal?
Yes, on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris's supporters say the vice president can build on President Biden's legacy after her campaign stop in West Allis Tuesday.
Kamala has the energy to take all of that and move it forward and steamroll right over Donald Trump. Mop the floor with him.
Laurel Brooks was one of many people at the rally who told ABC News they're excited about Harris as the new presumptive Democratic nominee. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. The Department of Natural Resources reminds riders to wear safety equipment. People born in or after 1998 need to finish a safety course. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The search continues in Sauk County. So far, authorities have not found the suspect who shot a deputy late Tuesday night. The Sauk County Sheriff says Jeffrey Miller is still on the run after he darted into the woods. Sheriff Chipmeister says he has connections to people in Sauk and Juneau counties. He has a medium-length beard and tattoos on his face and neck with short brown hair. He's considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call authorities. And kids in a camper with a suspected drunk driver managed to get other drivers on the road to call 911. Officials from the Wisconsin State Patrol say the RV was driving erratically on the interstate last night, and when other drivers looked, they saw kids in the backseat. They say those kids signaled for them to call 911. And when they did, authorities caught up with the camper and did a high-risk traffic stop on East Washington Avenue. The driver was arrested for OWI with minors in the car, and the kids were all safe and later reunited with their families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon, a fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57, tomorrow, sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Comedy Sports' own Mike Kauf. And it's National Wine and Cheese Day, so we'll act all sophisticated and talk wine and cheese.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
And the Ad Council.
Office, I promise to always level with you.
to tell you the truth. The truth. The sacred cause of this country is larger than any one of us. And those of us who cherish that cause cherish it so much. The cause of American democracy itself. We must unite to protect it.
Yes, sir, Mr. President. You know, I tweeted on Saturday for Angela. I just said, you know, I'm overwhelmed with emotion, mostly love and respect for President Biden. And now we do what our president asks us, and that's, you know, make Kamala Harris the next president in a landslide. I just think there's so many different energies surrounding what is happening. And, you know, Francis, you're right. Fear is one of them. I mean, fear is one of the things. But they're also, like, feels like joy is back. Excitement is actually back.
Yes. By the way, excitement, thrilling. It's exciting. People want to do something that's never happened before.
You can be honest.
Trying to watch the news.
You can be honest. Do I text you guys too much?
Not at all.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Because what happens is, Twitter threads makes me cry, and then I send it to you to make you cry. But I'm getting shivers and crying just at memes. Right? The one that the Rosa sat so Ruby could walk, so Kamala could run with the silhouettes. You know, the oh, my God, we were saying this morning that I think I sent that one to you, that just thinking, oh, my God, Kamala Harris would be inaugurated, would be sworn in by Ketanji Brown Jackson on Martin Luther King Day. And by the way, we will be there. Sexy Liberals will be there. That is our last show, the D.C. inauguration show. So I, at the Warner Theater, I just am like, anyway, chills.
If anybody is real close to this campaign at all, listen up. We would like to be Kamala's hype women, Stephanie and Francis and I, and we'll bring all the joy of this witch's coven, all of it.
Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm snorting again. Kevin, you know, we'll also be there. Kevin in D.C. will be at the D.C. Sexy Liberal. Hello, Kev.
Yes. Good morning, lovely Stephanie and Franklin. Yeah, when you said Warner Theater, just there, it gave me an immediate flashback. The last time you were here, I got to taste your lovely lips that show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Someone asked me what to wear to Sexy Liberal, and I think I should point out, as you know, Frangel, I wore neither a bra or underwear last time. So, Boston Sexy Liberal. So I encourage as little clothing as possible.
And you didn't charge extra.
No, you didn't. I give and I give, Kevin.
And I may be speaking for myself, but I certainly appreciate it. Who knows? I may reciprocate.
Thank you.
And I want to ask something. I feel blessed. First of all, I feel blessed for the Stephanie Miller family that I've met. One person can make a difference, Stephanie, and the people I've been exposed to, both celebrity and non, through you.
Aww.
It's been amazing. There's my life before meeting you and my life after. I want to thank you for that. Also,
I'd like to extend this conversation indefinitely. I'm just kidding. No, it's not me. No, it's not. You know what it is? It's not a me. It's an us. And that's what feels like it's back, Frangela, is Obama saying we are the ones that we've been waiting for. Yes, we can. You know,
Yeah. We were feeling so demoralized.
Feels like that. And can I ask Frangela, how does it feel? I feel blessed that I have lived long enough to see the first black male president be elected and the first female completely viable, potentially elected president within a very relatively short time. While I agree with you, as I hate the way Biden was treated, as you said, we're going to have to have some talking to after Kamala is elected, inaugurated. But how does it feel to have such a relatively short span that these two things happen?
Yeah. Talk about that a little bit. Joe Biden's place in history, that, you know, he not only served our first black president so admirably and loyally, but he will be responsible for the first black woman president. He was responsible for the first black woman on the Supreme Court. I mean, he is going to be a towering figure in history, and based on his own record legislatively alone, but then all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
About this you know, selfless act of patriotism that he is just,
In Buddhism, people are called who straddle two worlds so that people can pass. They're called bodhisattvas. And that is what Joe Biden has done. Mm-hmm. He kept his foot in one world, one side, and Obama passed through. Ketanji passed through. Kamala is going to pass through. And that is because of him.
Yeah.
Because of his choices.
Can I say to that? No, not, I no, he... Can I say Nam Ho Ringgit-K?
Yeah, yes, this is the thing. He did all this, and then he told people how to act. Like, I couldn't deal with the critique of even that his endorsement of Kamala was in a separate whatever posting. But I was like, well, probably because the one posting is about him leaving the office, and the next, I didn't understand that critique, that there, why there was a difference or there a 45-minute wait. But I think that is why he did it, because that's not something presidents normally do.
Yeah.
They don't normally do that. And he did it because he knew the danger of them jumping over her, too.
Yeah, yeah. And he knew what an S show this would be. And,
That's right.
And he did it perfectly and elegantly. And as Jody was pointing out last week, you know, because people were like, oh, should he resign? And then she becomes president. And that's how you stop this stupid open primary thing. But no, because they know this is why that's what the right wing wanted, because then they wouldn't approve a VP for her. So she, it would weaken her and the Democratic Party. She wouldn't have a vice president. And guess who's next in line? Mike Johnson would be next in line to the presidency with no vice president, right? So
I have to tell you, that's the best part of this week. Outside, obviously, the best part is Kamala, but the next best part is Mike Johnson telling everybody to stop sounding racist. I mean, I did this man would write Klan members, all the Klan people, and be like, look, you're Klaning too much.
Behind closed doors, fine, but just don't stop saying it in public. Yeah. Can I just say this was one of my favorite things from Midas Touch?
And then their campaign says, I'm the prosecutor. And he is the convicted felon.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
That is the best.
Have you seen the first actual Harris ad?
Not yet.
We choose freedom to Beyonce's freedom. Oh, my God. You have to watch the first ad from the Harris campaign.
Oh, I mean, we got all the good music. We got all the good music.
We do.
Yeah. All the good music. All the good things. I just read an article that they tried, when Trump was office, they tried to get Kanye to do a concert.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. And also, just I was saying baller move to go to launch in Milwaukee where Trump and the RNC just left that hot mess. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here she is.
There are those who are trying to take us backward. You may have seen their agenda. Part of it is called Project 2025. Now, can you believe they put that in writing? 900 pages of it. Project 2025, a plan to return America to a dark past.
Yeah. And one more.
They intend to cut Medicare, to repeal our $35 cap on insulin, to eliminate the Department of Education, to end programs like Head Start, which would take away preschool for hundreds of thousands of children in our communities. Let's be clear. This represents an outright attack on our children, our families, and our future. These extremists want to take us back, but we are not going back. We are not going back.
We are not going back.
You shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
So Senator Mark Kelly, said that he would vote in favor of pro-union legislation known as the Protecting the Right to Organize Act. We were talking about this yesterday. I don't know who you like in the Veep stick. I think they're all great, but I think Mark Kelly's, I mean, I've met him, and I think he would be an amazing candidate. But what do you think? Because it seems like it's going to be coming soon, right?
It's got to come soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamie Harrison said August 7th everything will be wrapped. Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's good. I feel like, you know, in the whole VP discussion, I was really happy to see Cornel Belcher the other day on MSNBC said, look, people talk about she needs to, you know, is it going to be a white guy of a, you know, maybe moderate age, but older. And
And he was like, you know, I feel like if you're trying to spend time to appeal to racist voters, like any voter who has a problem with her being a black woman, is it really going to change his mind to vote for her if you put a white guy in that seat? Like, I don't know that that translates the same way.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure they're in there trying their best, trying to figure it out. And I'm sure they are running crunching all kinds of numbers right now. You know who I want? I want Pete.
I know.
I'm a homo, and I say no homos. It's too much at all at once.
I know it's too much, but you know
See,
who I want.
See, the blackest thing you've ever said, Stephanie. It's too much all at once.
I'm like, it can't be two women, two people of color, homo. No homos. I'm sorry.
You just got your pan of green beans out and got on your porch and started rocking. That's too much, y'all. That's too much.
We are trying to do something historic, and it is she is the perfect candidate. It's the perfect moment, and I just, you know... Mm-hmm.
Don't be greedy. You asked me, and I told you.
Yes, you did. You did, Stephanie.
Angela just mimed me shucking green beans on my front porch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually done that.
Object work, people.
I say keep bringing these racist and sexist attacks, man. It is only going to boomerang on them, right? Here's what's Jesse.
Jesse Waters from Fox News.
Douche, yeah. Right? Yeah.
They like the fact that this is a young black woman squaring off against an old white guy.
Mm-hmm.
They like that she's going to all just talk about abortion. And they like the fact that she was a prosecutor and he's a felon. They like that framing.
And what the problem is?
I like that framing, too.
It's accurate. Okay. I don't understand. It's accurate framing. What are you saying?
This first Republican, Tim Burchett, who's referred to Kamala Harris as a DEI hire, backed off his claim, but it said it's the truth. So that's
not
really backing off.
That's not backing off.
That's not backing off at all. That's not even...
I mean, they're just racist. They're just Kellyanne Conway saying Kamala Harris doesn't speak well and doesn't work hard.
It's the most ridiculous thing that's ever come out of her mouth.
Just scream lazy N-word like you want to. Like, don't... Like, what... It is...
But it's demonstrably not true, and that's the thing that's ridiculous about them, is that they're standing there going, this woman can't stand up straight and talk as she's standing up straight and
talking. She's one of the most eloquent speakers and prosecutors we've ever seen. It's just... Anyway. Fox News...
Elected. Got law degrees.
Right.
Okay?
Got Doug Emhoff.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Hello. Hello, second gentleman. He's so adorable.
He's going to be the first gentleman. He's going to be our first gentleman.
So
that's going to be awesome.
Ooh, I can't wait to see the china he picks.
Make Christmas fun again. Okay. Fox News just invited Trump and Kamala Harris to debate in September. I mean, I don't know what you think. I can't imagine he's going to... What does John Fugelson say? It's the only thing Trump's afraid of, a strong woman and a strong wind. So I just don't think he's going to... I don't know.
I think his arrogance and his prejudice might make him do it, at least one debate. I don't think he can stand being told he can't stand up to this black lady.
Yeah?
Right.
Oh, God, I hope so.
And I hope he tried to come at her like he tried that he came at Hillary. Because he ain't going to get it like that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-mm. He does. He seems old and tired. These insults seem moldy and just like, oh, God, is that all you got
still? Why am I not seeing articles about it? About his doddering old self. He is the oldest person in this election. What did Nikki Haley say? The first person to dump their 80-year-old wins. Thank you, Nikki.
She also said if we nominate Donald Trump, we're going to get a President Kamala Harris. And we're like, yeah. Oh, you mean like a bad thing? Okay. Yeah.
Kind of like Jesse Waters and his framing. You know, his problem with our framing. We're like,
yes, please.
Okay.
That's called accurate. There's nothing in that's a framing.
Right.
It's to say the true things. Like, if I say to you, I'm standing on planet Earth, I'm not framing the discussion. Like, that's just the truth.
Uh-huh.
Here was my suggestion. If she debates on her podium, she needs to have, like, those clackers, and they'd be Bill Barr's balls, and then also Brett Kavanaugh's, and just be like, clack, 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 before she starts answering. Just, you know whose balls these are?
We could get rid of the deficit with these debates. If they had like a good three of them and charge pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You know, and how brilliant she was when she eviscerated both Brett Kavanaugh and Bill Barr. I think we overlooked Jeff Sessions, who was like, I'll say, the black lady is making me nervous.
That was awesome.
That was fantastic.
I'll say,
what's the matter with you, boy? Can't a little black lady talk to me like that?
Oh,
I'm a chicken hawk.
Wait, I can't wait until they all call her Madam President.
With her black job. With her black job.
Her DEI job.
I love her coming out of the one door. Did someone say black job?
Yeah.
Fantastic. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, and when I say friends, I mean my friends at Cook Unity. What are the magic words to me, Chris, particularly in these news cycles? No cooking required.
Hey, you know.
My God. Chef quality meals delivered right to your door. Cook Unity is the first chef to you service, delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. It is cheaper than other delivery options, and it is delicious. CookUnity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout. You get 50% off your first week. You got to see that. It's for a Libra, it is like a hellscape of choices. So many delicious choices.
I'm sure they
choices.
Love being called a hellscape of choices.
It's so many choices. You can choose as little as many as 16 meals a week. They have anything. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you need. Oh, my God. There
extra
is some
protein? Extra protein?
Yes. Yes, Hulk.
Yes,
Korg, 2000 BC. Okay, experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. CookUnity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal. 50% off your first week. 50% off your first week. The code is liberal. CookUnity.com/liberal.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879.
Other groundbreaking ideas from that time: the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Look, he's the it's one of the rare moments, Sean, he doesn't have protein in his mouth.
I like
you
protein.
You don't get those show pony muscles free, everybody.
No, you do not.
Protein. Tony Horton, P90X guy, he discovered HMB, High Impact Protein. Yep. It's available in whey or plant protein. It's delicious. One scoop supercharges, right? Your muscle growth, your boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. He was coming back from shingles. Look at him. Get your face up in it. 65 years old. He looks and feels amazing now. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in the code fitness, save 30%, 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Aja tweets, heads up, Atlanta, some sexy liberal humor headed your way. Sexy Liberal Tour rolls into town this weekend. Don't miss out on the first Sexy Liberal Tour show since Harris for President became a thing. Lots of new material.
That's right.
Boy, howdy, I'll say. Oh, look, we're both flying Delta. Delta Airlines. Delays, cancellations continue, but the CEO says the worst of it's over. Let's hope so. We're all flying out tomorrow. For Angela, well, that's why they're doing today. Daniel Goldberg will be here tomorrow. Yeah. I will be here and flying out after the show tomorrow. This one, you know, I always save a story just to shock you. I hate to. Trump's nephew says he once hurled the N-word repeatedly in a furious rant. I would think it would be shocking, a story in which he has not hurled the N-word. It's some, like, how many, 11 billion times do you think he said it in his life?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing about him saying it. To me, for me, having the Department of Justice come after you for racial discrimination in housing is a far more significant egregiousness of racism. Like, the word?
He put, C's on people's applications, which stood for colored, which if you're watching Fox News, that term is back now. It's okay to call people colored people, apparently.
Yeah, from within the Fox building it is. Get outside that building and try it.
Are going to have an apoplectic fit.
Yeah.
Because they cannot compare that pustule to that piece of gold.
So his nephew wrote, Donald was pissed. He said his uncle showed him a white Cadillac convertible. There was a giant gash next to it. N-word, I recall him saying disgustedly. Look what the N-words did. His uncle had not seen who damaged the car, but he just, you know.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
Duh.
I think it's safe for Trump to assume whenever he encounters somebody doing something hateful against him in his mind, it might be a black person. I mean, just sort of randomly.
CNN just went through a blizzard of Kamala Harris conspiracies already. You've heard they're trying the birther one again. She was born in Oakland, but they're going to try the Obama birther thing again. So that's
that
out there.
Oakland that's in Africa. The Oakland in she was born in Oakland, Kenya.
Right.
Manipulated pictures of her with Jeffrey Epstein, which
makes zero sense.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Went there for the wings, Stephanie. She was just there for the wings.
Oh, my God. Frangela, fly safe. I will see you in Atlanta. My sister.
Love you.
SexyLiberal.com. See you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of The John and Gordy Show. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at President Biden's address to the nation and your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest. But don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.